Hygge. Decorate Your Home in a Cozy Style. Written by Hilary Janson. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1. I practiced hygge, and it's kind of the very best thing ever. According to the 2016 World Joy Report, Denmark clocks in as the world's happiest nation, and Viking actually believes that the positive stat can be credited to hygge. Quote, "The Danes are extremely proficient at decoupling wealth and wellness," he says. Quote, "We focus on the small things that actually matter, including spending more quality time with loved ones and enjoying the good ideas in life." That may be why the concept of hygge has experienced such popularity here in the U.S. It seems like everywhere you look, someone would like to know how to best master the art of hygge. And even with another Scandinavian idea gaining appeal, ever heard about lagom? It does not appear like our love of hygge is going anywhere. For this reason, my desire to try it for myself. Let's get to it. How do you practice hygge? Full disclosure, I am so over self-help get happy books. Marie Kondo, the Japanese organizing expert, took the world by storm, saying we should sweep our lives clean of anything that doesn't spark joy and thank the stuff that does. But I do not want to thank my socks for their service. And there are a multitude of books on practicing minimalism, asking us to throw away our possessions for experiences. But I don't want to part with my books. This entire hygge thing is something I could be able to support, though. It requires only a small effort, doesn't ask me to speak with my health club outfits, and costs little bit of any money. Viking says, quote, "There is nothing fancy, pricey, or luxurious about a set of ugly woolen hygge socks. And that is a crucial feature of hygge. It has to do with valuing the basic satisfactions in life and can be attained on a small budget plan. Plus, it's just fun to say." I asked Viking to lay out the best day of hygge for me. He said I should make certain that I have enough time, not be in a rush, and focus on the easy pleasures. Cancel my spin class, please. Quote, "For instance, let a pretty good stew simmer 4 hours while you read a great book and enjoy a nice cup of tea. Apart from this, keep it old school. Board games over video games," Viking instructs. His book suggests to hang a hygge manifesto on the fridge as a suggestion to practice hygge every day. So I cleared my weekend calendar, taped up the manifesto, and, armed with Viking's recommendations, I got hygge with it. Here is how to do it. First, it is necessary to develop the best hygge environment. According to the book, no recipe for hygge is complete without a collection of flickering light. When Danes are asked what they most relate to hygge, 85% will say candles. Their homes are filled with radiant flames, lit in every room, and so are Danish boardrooms and classes. For Americans, this would yell fire risk, but for Danes, it is a lifestyle. I'm lacking in the candlelight department, so it's the one single purchase I produced for this experiment. About 20 white, odorless cheapies, and I burned them with negligent dessert. Immediately, my home felt calm and romantic. Hygge also requires a comfortable blanket. You don't need to ask me twice. I don't have a reindeer hide like the one that is suggested on hyggelife.com, but I did receive an electric warming throw for Christmas. I cranked up the heat and toasted myself beneath like a honey-baked ham. This, paired with a book and blank order of business, really felt like I'd won the lottery. And nothing but loungewear. Socks, sweater, leggings, even a bun is suggested to feel the most hyggely. Also suggested is a pair of hygge buskar, a set of pants one would never, ever wear in public, but are secretly preferred. Is this an ideal dream? I spent the weekend in leggings, a relaxing sweatshirt, my hyggesauge, and a topknot, together with zero shame for lounging about in a decade-old set of sweatpants. The hygge way of eating is all about indulging mindfully. It's suggested